The very first mitzvah the Jewish people got was Kiddush HaChodesh, the sanctification of time. Essentially, when the moon reappears, it has to be seen, reported to the Sanhedrin, and this is how we establish the notion of Rosh Chodesh, keeping the times of our festivals. It's a mitzvah in the Torah, one of the 248 mitzvahs haseh. But Yeshayahu HaNavi, speaking of the future, in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Chavav says, V'hoya oir halavana ka'oir hachama. The light of the moon in the future will not merely be reflective of the sun, but it'll be just like the sun. In the commentary of the Metzudas David, Tavik Oira, it will resonate and it will give forth light. In other words, it won't be a moon, it'll be a star. The Radak says, Roiv Hamifarshim, Pirshu Pasuk Zeh Lo'asid. The vast majority of the commentaries say this is what's going to happen in the future, and this will be B'yamei HaMashiach. The Rebbe says that presents us with a stunning question. We know that the Rambam tells us in the Klal Shlishli, in the third rule of mitzvahs, that the 613 mitzvahs that were given to Moshe, Misinai, are only the misper ha-mitzvahs ha-neigis l'doidus, the mitzvahs that are eternally, generationally, without any stop, applicable. She'eino neigis l'doidus, the ones that are not eternally relevant, are not connected to Mount Sinai. There was a mitzvah for Moshe Rabbeinu to make a serpent, one of bronze, and the people were looking at it. Yeah, but that's not a mitzvah which is relevant or applicable. The Rambam goes on to say there are over 300 mitzvahs which are not relevant to posterity. Only mitzvahs, always relevant, forever, are included in the 613. Which presents us, says the Rebbe, with this enormous question. When Mashiach comes, it won't be possible to be Mekadosh the Levana. You can't have Kiddush. You can't have a sanctification of time with the reappearance of the moon, because the moon will glow just like the sun glows. It'll be a star. In that case, the whole mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh is moot. Why is it included in the 613 mitzvahs? The Rebbe says that the likely answer to this question could be found in the Gemara in Maseches Nidah, that tells us that even though you're not allowed to wear a garment of a mixture of wool and linen, you can make shrouds for the dead, burial shrouds. And the Gemara goes on to say, from here we can see, Amar of Yosef, Zaysen Meres, this teaches us, Shem mitzvahs betelus la'asad lavi, that there will be no more mitzvahs in the future. The Tosfos explains, because we are taught that even though that the dead will rise wearing the shrouds they were buried in, if you were going to be obligated to mitzvahs, how could you put a person in the position where he rises wearing shrouds which are forbidden by the Torah? Must be that in the Shas HaTchiyah, when people come back to life, mitzvahs will no longer be applicable. This is a long and a nuanced subject. But the bottom line, to summarize, is that Rebbe says we reach a time and a point where mitzvahs, as we know them today, will shift into a different mode, as life will shift into a different mode. And in that way, you can't really ask a question. The mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh is applicable, and all of the mitzvahs are applicable until the time when the dead shall be resuscitated en masse. When that happens, then everything changes forever.